The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's redevelopment of the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway in an effort to document a part of Akron's history that has largely been missing to date. I'm Roger Riddle, and in this segment, we hear stories about family and the community that grew out of a neighborhood church. Learn about some of the businesses along Wooster Avenue and hear a memory of what it was like to experience Akron's riots of the 1960s as a child. All from Robert DeJeanette.
I'm the senior pastor here at St. Ashworth Temple Church of God in Christ, formerly Wooster Avenue Temple Church of God in Christ. My mom, Beatrice DeJeanette, back then, but we grew up right in Edgewood.
Robert grew up with four brothers and sisters.
Paula, Cedric, Linda, me, and Kevin.
The family was deeply involved in the Wooster Avenue Temple Church of God in Christ, located near the intersection of Bell Street and Wooster. Robert's grandfather, Samuel B. White, moved from Louisiana to Akron following the ministry of Bishop Ashworth.
Chester A. Ashworth, he was the pastor of the church. He came up from Alabama to Louisiana to up here. And my grandfather connected with him in Louisiana.
Robert's family had a close relationship with Bishop Ashworth, to the point where he had basically become a part of their family, even earning an adopted family name from the children. This was all due to the large role his grandfather played in helping to get this new church in Akron on its feet.
He was like the main deacon. Bishop Ashworth was like his surrogate dad. I thought he was our great-grandfather until I got older, because we was calling Big Daddy Ashworth because my grandfather and him were so close.
And Samuel White's family wasn't the only family to come from the South to Akron in search of a better life alongside their faith community that had developed through the ministry of Bishop Ashworth. The Temple Church of God in Christ played a key role in making sure these newcomers to Akron got settled and got on their feet.
Families used to live in that church. They would migrate up here from the South, and tons of families lived in that church. It was huge. The church was so big, it had rooms, it had a big kitchen, it had a dining hall down there because, you know, people used to come there for lunch, and they would come when they first came up. That's where they would get their start before they got a job. Then most of them connected to the rubber companies and moved out.
And Robert had fond memories of him and his family walking down the main street in that neighborhood.
Those earliest memories was when we was in church all the time. I mean, all the time. That's all they did was go to church. But, you know, we would walk from the church down Wooster Avenue, you know, in between Sunday school and church to get candy, right? There was a store. It was, Sunshine Market. That was the name of it. And we would walk down there to the store to get candy and go back. You would thought it was all black businesses, but it wasn't. But it was like the mecca of the black folk, right? You would see everybody on that street. You had barbershops, you had the pool room. That's where everybody would congregate. It was a place called the Parrot Lounge. I know that was another, I think it was more like a bar type place. My dad used to hang out, right? We couldn't go in, but we would go past it. And it was more of a, like, real community, right? You could walk down the street and people would know that's Truman's son and that's Sam White's grandson, right? And so everybody knew our parents, so they kind of knew us. You really did feel safe, right? Because you could just go anywhere. And we were told not to stray too far from the main path, but people knew us. Yeah, and they knew our church because that church was the first Church of God in Christ, which is a huge denomination around the world here in Akron. So it was like the mother church. So everybody went there, the Pentecostal folk. My grandmother lived right off of Wooster Avenue, down from the church, but at Martin Place.
Wooster Avenue was renamed Vernon Odom Drive in 2002. Where the Akron Urban League is currently located on Vernon Odom is roughly where Robert's grandmother's backyard would have been during that time.
It was a fire station right there. Then it was a park because we used to play right there in that park. You had the baseball field and you had the swings, you know, because I remember we used to come straight out my grandmother's back door to that park.
Every neighborhood faces challenges. Robert remembers picking up on the mood of the neighborhood through the dreams, aspirations, and disappointments of the adults around him at that time.
What I remember is how we had to work so much harder than everybody else that didn't look like us. How do we get ahead with the odds stacked up against us? Because it wasn't many, I would say, professional people. It was all factory folk, right? A lot of them worked in the rubber companies. And like my mom worked for Monarch Laundry. It was a big laundry. It was somewhere down in that area too. So that's what I remember is just how to not be a victim of our circumstances. So how we got to do better, we got to be on point because the playing field is not level. So, you know, we just had to work hard.
And Robert remembers experiencing a moment in his community that was representative of the emotions that were bubbling up to the surface all across the nation.
One of the scariest memories was when the riots was going on because we were right down there. We coming down the hill by Miller South on our way down there, and you could see because you're kind of at an incline, so you could see far away what's going on trying to get to my grandparents' house. I remember the tanks in the middle of the street and they was throwing tear gas, and it was so scary as a little boy. We couldn't go out anywhere. Driving down the street, we'll hear what it sounded like, gunfire, but it was them probably shooting tear gas. It was a real scary time as a little boy.
Akron's riots of the 1960s were a very public showing of frustration following the murder of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That tense moment in Akron's history also reflects the tension currently felt in Akron at the time of this recording. Robert DeJournette was a relative of Jaylen Walker, and I recorded his interview roughly 2 weeks before Mr. Walker was killed. The Innerbelt Neighborhood Resident Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle. Our executive producers are Liz Ogbu of Studio O and the City of Akron. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Fred Wheat, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, and the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition. And a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.